Can you tell me a story?
Sure. Once upon a time, a mom needed a new car.
Was she brave?
She was tired, mostly. But she went to Carvana.com and found a great car at a great price. No secret treasure map required.
Did she have to fight a dragon?
Nope. She bought it 100% online. From her bed, actually.
Was it scary?
Honey, it was as unscary as car buying could be.
Did the car have a sunroof?
It did, actually.
Okay, good story.
Car buying you'll want to tell stories about. Buy your car today on
Carvana.
Delivery fees may apply.
Hello Aquarius, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, November the 26th and the whole week ahead. I love this Mercury Uranus aspect that is encircling your stars today. What's it good for? All kinds of things. You need to understand that you are charismatic and magnetic. You come up with ideas that are absolutely fantastic. It's your ingenuity that will win the day, and although some people may not recognize it at first, very soon you'll be high-flying because you're different. Here's your Sunday stars. The moon in Scorpio squaring Mars in your sign does need careful handling. People can burst into tears or have tantrums or be hot-headed simply because they don't get their own way. And yes, I'm talking about you, Mr. Omnes Aquarius too. The best way to deal with today is to lie low and give people you know are going to upset you a very wide berth. Here's your Monday stars. Well, we're building up to a new moon in Sagittarius, which is lovely for you. It starts today with the moon, singleton moon, on her own in the sign of Sag. And for you, it means that you need to be with people who are kind, gentle, beyond reproach, not judgmental and sympathetic. Compassion is the way to go today, and they're the kind of people you need around you. Otherwise, you're going to get very upset. Here's your Tuesday stars. There's a new moon in Sagittarius, which in itself is excellent for making plans for the future, making a fresh start. And I wouldn't be at all surprised if someone approaches you with a proposition or an idea. The thing is, Venus squares Uranus. And when you get Venus squaring Uranus, you need to be extremely careful because something could be said that puts the cat amongst the pigeons when it comes to love or money. Steer clear of making rash comments. And here's your Wednesday stars. Lots going on in the sign of Sagittarius, which is all about your future. And what a lovely link to both Mars and Uranus. You're the man, you're the woman. And this really is a perfect time for you to push forward on all fronts towards something you aspire to. You must have a hope or a wish or a dream that you haven't thought about advancing. Well, now's a chance for you to choose two things that are important to you and make them work. And here's your Thursday stars. The biggest advice I can give you now is be honest and totally realistic about cash and money. Don't get dragged into any kinds of deals or propositions that can't win you any money but could lose any investments. Don't do anything today when it comes to cash. Sit on the sidelines and wait for time to give you something better. Here's your Friday stars. Well, Mars and Jupiter work fabulously together. Talk about lucky. Great luck and great opportunity is going to come your way. But this is about you. It's your vitality. It's your vivacity. It's your vigor. And that verve that you have, that wonderful ability to uplift people. When you walk in a room, everywhere lights up, and that's you. So now's the time for you to conquer everyone by just being you and mixing with as many people as you can.
This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.